I'm Carol Hills with The World. The African Union warned today that it will not allow another genocide on the continent. The warning was about Burundi, Rwanda's neighbor to the south. The two countries have a similar ethnic mix of Hutus and Tutsis, and that was a factor during Burundi's long civil war, which only ended in 2005. But the current trouble is more political. It began with protests last April when the country's president announced he would seek a third term in office. Those protests have led to violence, which continues to escalate. My BBC colleague Robert Mizigaro is from Burundi, and he's been reporting on the situation from London. He says he wouldn't use the G word, genocide, to describe what's going on in his country.
Of course, when you know what happened in Rwanda, there's a reason to be afraid and think, look, this kind of similar. But to use the G word, as you said at the moment, I would say it's going a bit too far because we don't have an ethnic divide in Burundi at the moment where you have the Hutus who are there against the Tutsis, for example. We don't have that yet because in the government there's both the Tutsis and the Hutus, and you find the same group, ethnic groups in the opposition. So the question would be, it's a genocide by who against who? You would need to have that clear line to start thinking of a genocide.
The international community seems, you know, very concerned. And there was a big battle that took place last Friday, and that's the deaths and carnage from that are one of the things that has the international community so upset. What happened then?
Basically, a group of armed men attacked three army barracks in Bujumbura. And apparently they were not very well equipped. The army quickly took control of the situation. So the army says they arrested them and whoever died was during the crossfire. But the opposition says after the attack, the army went on a killing rampage on the civilian population. So you have two different accounts of what happened.
How many people died in this battle?
The official account is around 87, so it's quite a lot of people. I think the way out, definitely, it's to have a dialogue. I think a dialogue would definitely reach to not the best solution, but at least a solution or something that would actually stop the killings.
Now, this isn't just a conflict in a country in Africa that you're reporting on. You are from Burundi. You've got family in Bujumbura, the capital. What have you heard from them over the last week?
First of all, they're fine. They're fine, so which is a good thing. The area where they live is still safe for the moment. And personally, it's quite difficult because I was there during the war 15 years ago or so. And it was very, very difficult. It was horrible because, of course, you could wake up one morning and hear that your friend has been shot dead. But at the moment, things seem to be localized. It's not widespread. It's not like all over the country. So it still is something that can be controlled. But you never know if it carries on. You never know if it's not going to catch up and then become an open civil war.
How is this crisis affecting daily life in Burundi for your own family there?
Not just actually my own family. Of course, it's affecting everybody in Bujumbura because Bujumbura, it's a city on the shores of Lake Tanganyika and they have a very nice weather. It looks like a tropical place, really. So at weekends, for example, people go out to the beach, you know, have fun, you know, visit friends. Those kind of things are not happening now, so you can understand how frustrated people are. But also the shootings at night, you know, people, they're not really resting enough. They don't know if something could happen tomorrow. This constant fear, this feeling of not knowing what's going to happen tomorrow, it's horrible. That's what they're living now. When you wake up in the morning, you grab your phone and then try to find out if they're still okay. That's the first thing I do personally, so to call my mom or send a WhatsApp message to see if she's okay, if she can, you know, go to the market and buy something to eat, if she can still be able to do that. I mean, it's very worrying because you don't really know exactly what's going to happen tomorrow. It's a very uncertain situation.
The BBC's Robert Mizigaro is a Burundian, and he reports for the BBC, and he's been following the situation in his home country from London. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you.